from the Ohio News Network. This is the ONN Daily Podcast.
It is Monday, June 17th, 2024. For the Ohio News Network, I'm Jay Fox. The city of Cleveland says a cyber attack impacted its systems last week due to ransomware attack. Candace Hare with ONN affiliate WKYC-TV reports.
Group potentially responsible for this is a cyber gang that is known in the United States and has previously been blamed for attacks on U.S. government agencies. According to the FBI, this group has previously used ransomware to encrypt and lock victims' files and then demand a ransom. Now, we want to make it clear, in this case in particular, we have not confirmed that there has been any ransom demand. We just know from the FBI it's something they've done in the past.
The state of Ohio is under an excessive heat warning this week. The National Weather Service has issued the alert as daytime temperatures are expected to soar into the mid to upper 90s, with heat indices expected to reach 100 or more. Safety is a major concern during a prolonged heat wave. Experts say you should drink plenty of water and limit your time outside. The same applies to your pets. Air quality is expected to be poor this week as well, which means people with breathing issues should take extra precautions. The EPA suggests that outdoor yard work and gasoline fill-ups should be done either very early in the morning or after sundown. The heat wave is expected to last through Sunday. The Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office now says three men have been indicted for shooting and killing two people Memorial Day weekend. Russ Mitchell with ONN affiliate WKYC-TV has more.
That shooting happened near St. Clair and East 13th in Cleveland. 27-year-old Mark Hardy and 23-year-old Kenneth Patterson are charged with murder and two counts of felonious assault. A third suspect, Dakari Johnson, was indicted on four counts of felonious assault.
One organization is looking to move some operations out of Northeast Ohio. Christy Paul with ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland reports.
Nordson is looking to move its manufacturing operations from Amherst to South Carolina. The company told us it's outgrowing the manufacturing footprint in Amherst, and it's landlocked by a railroad and residential community, making it hard to expand. So if the union approves this move, it would impact 145 jobs. It will keep its non-manufacturing jobs, however, there in Amherst and its global headquarters in Westlake.
Two people have been indicted in a Toledo homicide. Dan Cummins with ONN affiliate WTOL-TV has more.
22-year-old Catalino Rodriguez is charged with murder, aggravated murder, and felonious assault. 20-year-old Michael Bradford Washington was shot and killed on February 11th. This happened on the intersection of Sylvania and Hoyles. A second suspect, Mercedes Rodriguez, is charged with obstructing justice and taking part in a criminal gang. According to court documents, Mercedes Rodriguez reported a stolen vehicle was used in the homicide when it was not, in fact, stolen at all. Police also said she gave a detective a false name when she was asked for her personal information.
North of Dayton, the city of Vandalia has a new city manager, at least temporarily. ONN's Clay Gordon explains.
Vandalia City Council voted to accept the resignation of embattled former city manager Dan Wendt. Mark Schweiderman was the city manager for the Dayton suburb of Kettering from 2006 until his retirement in 2022. He has agreed to come out of retirement to replace Wendt, at least on a temporary basis. Schweiderman begins his duties today. Wendt will receive over $275,000 in severance pay. Dayton Daily News reports that his management style, communication, and direction led to his departure.
Ohio gas prices are falling. ONN's Clay Gordon has more.
U.S. Energy Information Administration reports that gas prices in Ohio fell for the second consecutive week. The state average price of regular unleaded was $3.19, down from $3.32 a week ago. So far this year, state prices have reached a year-long high of $3.69 back in April and a low of $2.61 back in January. Last year at this time, gas cost 12% more than this year. Price of the pump varies based on supply and demand and crude oil prices. While the U.S. remains the top producer, OPEC continues to impact the market.
A 19-year-old woman and her unborn baby are dead, and one man is under arrest after what Columbus police call a domestic situation. Clay Gordon from ONN affiliate WBNS-TV has the story.
23-year-old Devin Blair is now in custody. Police have charged him with murder after they say he beat Brooke DeVinny, who was pronounced dead yesterday morning. Blair has a history of domestic violence against DeVinny. He pleaded guilty to a domestic violence charge after being arrested back in December. He was out on a $350 $50,000 bond. Last Thursday, DeVinny had filed a police report after she says Blair punched her and threatened to kill her. There was an active warrant out for Blair's arrest.
An accused kidnapper out of Grove City near Columbus is still on the run. Tracy Townsend of ONN affiliate WBNS-TV has details.
Bagley was last seen in the area of Coonpath and Old Millersport Roads in Lancaster last Thursday. Lancaster police say he's 6 feet tall and driving a stolen silver Hyundai. And that car was found at an apartment complex in southeast Columbus Thursday afternoon. Police searched through a field near those apartments. They had canines, they had drones. They did not find Bagley. We did reach out to Grove City Police, and investigators say they still have no updates on his location.
A major community celebration in Akron was canceled at the last minute. Kiter Kay of ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains with event organizer Phila Sutton.
It was a sad and very frustrating day for many in the Akron community. Juneteenth celebrations were scheduled throughout the day, but none took place. They were all called off because city officials made the last minute decision to cancel all large weekend public events due to safety concerns. And now, event organizers and city officials are working to see how much loss can be recovered.
This is devastating. This hurts my heart. All the effort that is put into this event, all the children who aren't here.
In the village of Rudolph, southwest of Toledo in Wood County, one person is dead after an officer-involved shooting. Tatiana Cash of ONN affiliate WTOL-TV has more.
A fatal shooting involving a Wood County deputy in Rudolph Village. The Wood County Sheriff's Office responded to a rural home for a welfare check with possible suicidal person involved. And deputies say the person at the address pointed a weapon at a deputy. The deputy then shot him. The person did not survive. And the shooting is now under investigation.
A federal grand jury has indicted the Midwest regional boss and 13 other members of the outlaw motorcycle gang known as the Thug Riders Motorcycle Club. The indictment alleges that they operated a criminal enterprise whose members and associates engaged in acts of violence like murder, arson, and assault. Members also allegedly participated in extortion and identity fraud. Seven were charged under the RICO Act and could face up to 20 years in prison. Thanks to our television affiliates, WTOL in Toledo, WKYC in Cleveland, and WBNS in Columbus for their contributions to today's podcast. I'm Jay Fox on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the ONN Daily Podcast, a production of Radio Ohio Incorporated on the Ohio News Network.